Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host, Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Check me, check 1-2, test 1-2.
Bitch the Bay.
Thanks, Wendigo. I hope that's a compliment. I sound hard as fuck, hard as shit.
Vincent the Gay or what?
That's right, everybody. We're back. Shout out Crappy Airbags, Merry Mad, Bert, and Wendigo.
Great shout out.
Tweet this shit out. Get more people in the chat room. Dude, Airbags, you missed Angry Jew. He was my co-host all last week.
In the Gay or what?
Vince in the Bay.
These people are idiots.
Aw, yeah, you already know what it is. It's Vince in the Bay, back with you for another edition of Disorderly Conduct. I'm Vince, and I will be your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. Feel free to join me, the number 347-826-7667. I intended this to be a one-year anniversary show, saluting the one-year anniversary of Op Bart, and hopefully I'll be joined shortly by some old friends to reminisce a little bit about Operation Bart 1 year later. There was also a Operation Bart reunion march that happened on Monday. That was at the Fruitvale BART station. We marched from the Fruitvale BART station to God knows where. The Lake Merritt BART station, I guess, is where the BART police headquarters is. I had some issues figuring that out myself on Monday. But anyways, hopefully we'll get somebody to call in and talk about what went on there. And in general, we can just sort of romanticize the operation that happened 1 year ago today in downtown San Francisco, where all four of the downtown San Francisco BART stations were tango downed. That's right. Four downtown San Francisco BART stations tangoed down on the first Op Bart escapade. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, zero arrests. No violence, zero arrests. Four stations tango down. Good times. That was I was there that day, and it was an exhilarating feeling to be there. It was a total dog and pony show. It was unforreal. Like, I vividly remember coming out of the BART station at, what was it, Civic Center? And seeing just three or four helicopters in the air, news vans lined all the way down the street as far as the eye can see. Tons of cops in riot gear, like just hundreds of cops in riot gear. Total overkill. Like I said at the time, it felt like I entered into an Alex Jones film. It was unforreal. It was like the police state / media fest bonanza on fucking steroids. It was nuts. It was all for, like, what, like 100, 200 protesters at best? It was unforreal. An amazing experience. I was glad to be a part of it. Standing up for free speech and standing up against police brutality in the form of the BART police force, which still has yet to be disbanded. That was the ultimate goal of Operation BART, and it has not happened. Not to say that the operation was not a success, though. A lot of good things came out of that. A lot of light was shined on the situation. You have on Monday, the California legislature passed a law. Oh, I wrote an article about that I'll read maybe in a little bit. But basically, they passed a law saying that any government agency, including BART, cannot shut down cell service or Wi-Fi service without a court order. Now, BART has revamped their internal policy, but I don't mean shit, because they'd be violating state law if they didn't get a court order. So that happened. Also, our good friend Lyndon Johnson. Yeah, remember Lyndon Johnson? The guy who's whose idea it was to shut down the service in the first place? People wanted to see him go. They wanted to see him lose his job. Technically, he lost his job. He's no longer a spokesperson for BART, although he's still on the payroll, which is kind of fucked up, because if you think about it, he's probably getting paid the same amount to do less work. In a roundabout way, the BART protests were a benefit, overall benefit for our friend Lyndon Johnson. But yeah, those were heady days, good times. It was such a whirlwind back then. That month of August last year, it was unforreal. The My BART website got compromised. It was defaced. There were passwords and personal information leaked by Anonymous. It was. It also marked one of the first in real life protests that Anonymous put on post Chanology. So that was kind of cool to see that and be a part of that. And hopefully, if you were a part of it, you'll call in and share your memories and experiences from that fantastic time. And, yeah, we can talk about that, of course. That was my main objective in lining up this this program. But also, there's tons of other breaking news, and of course this whole Julian Assange situation seems to be coming to a head. A lot of buzz on Twitter about the British police raiding the building that houses the Ecuadorian embassy, where Julian Assange, the mastermind of WikiLeaks, has been held up in for the past good month or so. So he's trying to avoid extradition to, was it Sweden? And then the United States. So I know a lot of people are excited about that. and want to talk about that. So feel free if you want to call in and talk about that as well. No problemo. You know, anything goes here. We are celebrating the one-year anniversary of Operation BART, but as always, whatever's on your mind, feel free to call in and share it with me. Let's do a little early chit-chatter shout-out here. Jeez, pardon me. Who do we got here? Oh, we got our good friend Anon Sicko in the building. Crappy Airbags. Shaggy. DJ Shagney. Good to see Shaggy in the chat room. Mary Mad. Hello, Mary Mad. Ooh, the ladies are in the building. Mary Mad and Prison Reform Movement in the house. Vert is in the building. And Wendigo. Several guest listeners, if you're interested in joining the shenanigans in the chat room, it's real easy to do. You just sign up for BTR, it takes a couple minutes, create an account. It's like any other social network type site. You create an account, get a handle, and you can jump into the chat room and chit-chat with all of us in there. And you can also give me a call, 347-826-7667. We do have lines open, and I have somebody on hold right now. Let's see who this is. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Vince.
Hey, it's Opno Pro. How you doing, Opno Pro?
Good. I've got problems with my fiber, so it's going in and out. So if I disconnect, I'll call back.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
It's gone out about 10 times while I was waiting to get on.
Yeah, I've been trying.
They're not coming to fix it till tomorrow, so.
I need
what?
More fiber.
You trying to get
fiber
into somebody's box?
Never mind. What's going on, dude? What's on your mind? What are your thoughts regarding Operation BART on this 1 year anniversary?
Best operation we've done since. I can't think of a better one. I can't think of one that involved more people, that had higher energy and really set precedent for what we wanted to do during future operations. It really was great. And shout out to Exiled Surfer for all the great artwork.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that was, another element of just how everybody across the world who engaged in this operation, all just their roles just kind of fell in line. Everybody just kind of assumed a role, and Exiled Surfer was sort of the his artwork for each operation was phenomenal, and it was on point, and it was just pitch perfect, and it really helped give a visual element to the whole operation, and sort of it encapsulated, I think, the seriousness yet creative playfulness of the whole operation.
Absolutely.
And shouts out to Exiled Surfer for amazing contributions via artwork and his support on online on Twitter and whatnot. So it looks like we have another caller. I'm going to wager this is Crappy Airbags. Airbags, is that you?
Hey, what's up, Vince?
What's up,
yo?
Vince? You're on with Opno Pro and myself. We're reminiscing about Operation BART. What are your thoughts regarding the operation on this 1 year anniversary?
Well, I was pretty out of the loop, actually, for a lot of that. But I will say that Exiled Surfer created so many awesome pieces of artwork, and it just wasn't for Op BART. It was whatever the news of the day was. If a bunch of people got vanned, he did the "You're Vanning Us" shirt. And if something happened the next day, he had another piece of topical artwork that was totally awesome. That guy rules.
Yeah. Absolutely agree.
It seems like he's not quite as prolific anymore. I don't know what his situation is.
Well, if you think about it, it seems like Anonymous isn't quite prolific as it was back then.
That's right.
You know, I think things have kind of mellowed out.
I think it's cyclic.
Yeah, no, I think it's cyclical too. But I'm just saying, like, it seems, compared to this time last year, you know, it's pretty mellowed out.
Yeah. Like, I think S17 is going to give a big shot of energy to everything.
Guess who?
S17, September 17th, the Occupy anniversary.
Oh. What about it?
I think that's going to reinvigorate a lot of folks.
Yeah, I don't know about that. We'll see.
I don't think so.
I think the Occupy thing is kind of gone at this point.
Dead.
Well, maybe compared to what it used to be, but...
Same thing with Operation BART. I went to... I tried to go to the march on Monday. I'm getting some feedback from one of you guys. Can you guys turn back down your radio or your headphone audio or what? Yeah, that's better. Even Operation BART a year later was, you know, kind of an understatement. You know, I think it kind of fell flat. I wasn't in there. I got there late after they had already started marching, and I followed the march in my car, and it seemed like maybe three dozen at tops who were out there, and it didn't look like, at least to me, it didn't look like the same crowd. I mean, I'm sure there were some people in there that were at the original one, but it just didn't look like the same thing. There were no Anon medics there. The big banner that they used to carry around in front of all the marches, that wasn't there. The No Justice, No BART people, I don't think they were there. I don't know. It just seemed kind of, I don't know. It didn't seem quite on par with what the original thing was, but you know, they definitely had a turnout. I totally lost the march. I like I said, I drove, and then I found a place to park, and I brought my bike because I wanted to follow the march on my bike. And so, like, I thought I had a good idea of where the march was headed, so I parked on a side street, pulled out my bike, jumped on my bike, and I thought that the march was going to end at the Lake Merritt BART headquarters. And so I did a little Googling and Google Maps and found out that BART's administrative offices are right across from, what's it called? The lake there, Lake Merritt. At 300 Lakeside Drive. And I got there, I rode my bike all over there, and there was nobody there. It was completely empty. It was just like a ghost town. I was like, what the fuck? Where is everybody? I just saw them a minute ago. And I was just riding around, you know, around the block over and over, just saying, I've got to be at the right place. I mean, I saw it says BART right there. And turns out that they terminated the march at the BART headquarters, the BART police headquarters, which are at the Lake Merritt BART station. Derp on my part. So I totally missed it. I got there and it was like already broken up. But yeah, that it only lasted like 2 hours or 2.5 hours. Like, I remember the BART marches going till like 10 o'clock at night or 9 o'clock at night last year. So I don't know. I was a little disappointed, but that's just my perspective. If somebody else wants to call in who was at the festivities on Monday and wants to rebut me, please feel free to do so. 347-826-7667. I think I just lost NoPro. Airbags, are you still there?
Indeed. I'm just muted because I was giving you some feedback in there.
Coolio. So anyways, I think what I'm going to do now is play some audio from Op-Bart last year. This is this was actually, I think, Yorinon News produced this video. I'm going to play the audio from this video that was their recap of the Op-Bart, first Op-Bart. So I'm going to hit this button here and play this, and come back. If you want to join us, 347-826-7667. We can talk Operation Bart. I'd love to hear people's thoughts on it a year later. Also in the news, Julian Assange is under siege at the Ecuadorian consulate or embassy in the UK right now, and so we can talk about that. I might even there's a couple live streams going on. I might take a quick look into the live streams and see what's going on, see if he's been taken away yet. But if you want to chime in, don't be shy. 347-826-7667. Be right back.
Blockage to the actions of dictators overseas. Overreaction?
I think I lack the words to adequately characterize what that is, but it is disturbing.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Some protesters wore masks from the movie V for Vendetta. The mask also symbolized the hacker group Anonymous.
This mask stands for the people. It stands for our rights.
After the Civic Center station closed, protesters fanned out to the streets for a time, blocking traffic on Market Street, then invading the Montgomery, Powell, and Embarcadero stations for a time. BART closed those stations until the crowd dispersed.
On the evening of August 15, 2011, Anonymous made sure that the people were heard at the BART Civic Center station. We told you to expect us, and we delivered. Above all else, many of the public who were unaware of our presence learned that we are pacifists who demand a better world, and that we will do whatever it takes to accomplish our goals, including incarceration and physical abuse, which did in fact occur at the hands of the police at Embarcadero without any physical response from Anonymous. The majority of the media and the government have once again been exposed for the frauds that they are.
If we get the compliance, we're going to play as well as we can. That includes leaving cell phone service on.
Today, the public learned that Anonymous is not a terrorist organization. We are simply your neighbors who give enough of a shit to take personal risks in order to improve our surroundings. Furthermore, the Anonymous battleship is now being flanked by the Atari Teen and Riot and Broken Sidewalk Farm battleships in order to continue our efforts to protect and avoid the impoverished, feed and clothe the misfortunate, and implement open source industrial and agricultural solutions. We are your neighbors. We are your lovers. We are your friends. We are Anonymous. We are Legion. We do not forgive. We do not regret. Expect us.
I love that music. So fucking cool.
So nice. High five! You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What I gotta say. Stop
hating
in
the Bay, yo.
Stop hating in the Bay, yo. What I gotta say. Stop hating
in the Bay.
My CD, by the way.
Press play.
What I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Yeah. Just seriously, if people would just stop hating in the Bay, we wouldn't have to have things like Op Art and all this shit. If people just wouldn't hate so much in the Bay. If Johann Messerlies, or however the fuck you say that police officer's name that executed Oscar Grant, if he would have just removed the hate from his heart, we wouldn't be in this predicament now. You heard that this dude's trying to get his job back? He served 7 months, and he's back, and he's trying to get his job back. So he can go execute some more people, I guess. I don't know. Dude, I would seriously, at that point, I would just be like, you know what, I think I'll just do a career change.
He can't get his job back, Vince. Don't they he committed a felony. He can't be
a police officer. He's trying to lobby to get his job back. That's the last I heard. I don't know.
Was he a real cop or a transportation system, a BART cop? I forget. He was a BART cop.
Yeah, BART cop.
Oh, well, then maybe he can get his job back.
Well, they're a government agency like any other police department. I don't understand why BART has a police. BART is the only transit system in the Bay Area that has its own dedicated police force. Why do we not need AC Transit Police or SAM Transit Police or VTA Police or Muni Police? Caltrain.
We got Amtrak police up over here in this piece.
Really?
And those bitches tried to light me up one night, and I had actually drove by them, and they tried to light me up with their little toy lights there, and I fucking didn't pull over and completely ignored them, because I would have fucking so owned them in court if they had pulled me over and tried to affect any type of legal situation or made me a cause of action. Well, you know what? Maybe it'd be good, Vince, if they did bring him back, and then we could just get those guys from Keene, New Hampshire, to follow him around with video cameras like 24/7 when he's on the job.
Free Staters would be, oh, man, if you can somehow harness the power of the Free Staters, you got some action going.
Well, didn't Ademo just got sentenced to 90 days, right?
All they do is, they've just turned Keene, New Hampshire into like a little activist, like, guinea pig.
It's like a hotbed for trolling the pigs, basically. It's the best.
Oh, totally.
Like, if you want an
environment-rich,
you know, area, that's where you go to troll pigs.
Yeah. The widest place on earth, too, literally and figuratively.
I don't know. I've never been. I would actually like to go up there for, like, one of their pot-smoking weekends and sit around and smoke pot with them all.
Oh, I think it's every day at 420. Every day at 420, I'm pretty sure.
They used to do that.
You got to give them some credit. I mean, they did that so much and so many people got ticketed for that. Eventually, the cops just stopped enforcing that law. Just said, "Fuck it, you know, we're just wasting everybody's time and money."
Well, one of their gigs is to like choke the local court system with volume, and I think they succeeded after like 25 arrests. They were out there smoking on the common every day. And then after there was like a queue of 50 people in the legal system, I think the court was like, hey, this is going to cause a problem. So that's probably why they backed off.
They put the little kibosh on that. Kibosh. That's right. Oh, yeah, not to mention Charles Hill. What's up with his killer?
Who dat?
Mary Mab would know that.
See the one before the... what's his name? I'm kind of spaced out.
Uh, Shout out to everybody retweeting the show. I appreciate that. Whatever. Mary Mad, Ms. Sophia 7, and DB Koopa? DB Koopa? Like DB Cooper? Whatever. Thanks for tweeting the show, dude.
It's like DB Cooper from the hood, yo.
Yeah, it's some ghetto shit. I'm just not on that level. Pardon me.
Yo, Vince, we got to go get together with the Wheelie Boys in Baltimore. That's how I need to roll.
That's Baltimore, where those guys are just—they made a music video of them just wheeling.
Yeah, they just dominate the streets in lawless abandon and say "fuck you" to the police and own it, and the police don't do anything because they don't want the trouble.
Yeah, man, that video is pretty fucking boss, dude.
Yeah, they basically own it. They're the fucking bosses. They're like a boss in there doing that shit, and they supersede law enforcement because at the end of the day, all they're
not
doing is wheelies.
Not the greatest production value, but it's all about the content.
Yeah, the Wheelie Boys, man. I got to go down there and talk to some of those guys because they're like the modern day equivalent of the Wild Wild West, where they don't care what.
It sure looks like it in that video, for sure.
They
glorify it.
Caught my eye.
Yeah, you should put the link. People are probably going to wonder what that is. You should put the link in the chat for the Wheelie Boys.
All right, I'll find it. Give me a second here.
Get them on the show. Get them to call in.
Wheelie Boys?
Dude, my,
now, all
my,
the, all
my,
the gangsters
my,
I know are out west, bro. You guys got them all out there. And the East Coast gangsters won't talk to me. They know that I'm just a fucking ego fag. Hold on a second. I'll find the link.
Who isn't? We got a few people hanging out here in the chat.
But they kick my ass. Hey, West Coast fucking guys, they're just whatever. They're all high up and shit.
No doubt. 347-826-7667 is the number if you want to join Bags and me. We lost NoPro. NoPro has been having some fiber optic issues, so his connection's intermittent tonight. So maybe he'll find a stable connection, get back to us here. If you want to slide through, we've got an hour and a half of this. For this cavalcade of mediocrity, roll on. If you want to join us as the glory rolls on here, please feel free to enlighten us at 347-826-7667. It's just nice to see these familiar names in the chat room. So anyways, we're reminiscing about Operation BART. And 1 year
actually,
later,
they're probably all watching the Wheelie Boys video still. But yeah, anyway.
Oh, did you put the link in the chat?
Yeah, and you can't stop watching that. Well, that's like a train wreck. Sorry, it's my fault.
No, it's cool. I actually have the track. I just uploaded it. Let's go to it now. This is Wheelie Boys. Check it out right here on Blog Talk Radio. Just kidding, I don't have the track. But what I do have is some more flashbacks to a year ago today when Op Art was in full fucking glory. Local news was just so on top of it. So anyways, check this out. BRB.
Now, Anonymous is no stranger to hacking. The group has left its mark on several well-known websites around the world. ABC7's Lillian Kim is live in the newsroom, and Lillian, a spokesperson for the group, actually spoke with us today?
That's right, Alan. Now, Anonymous didn't hold back any punches. The hackers wrote, any 8-year-old with an internet connection could have done what they did. Anonymous also wrote that none of the information, including the passwords, was encrypted. This breach has affected 2,000 people. BART has since emailed those whose information was leaked, and that includes names, email addresses, passwords, and in some cases, home addresses and phone numbers. We spoke to a user of mybart.org who is among those whose personal information was compromised, and he has spent a good part of the afternoon changing his password on his other accounts.
I understand the reason that they're protesting, but they're hurting the wrong people. They're hurting the commuters, and they're hurting consumers like me who don't have anything to do with BART other than having to ride it as a way to get to and from work. You know, I'm not responsible for what happened. I just use BART because it's there, and I need it to get in and out of the city. So, you know, why do things that attack me?
This is kind of a thumb in the eye to the folks who run BART, and it's a way to that Anonymous feels that it can draw attention to what they view as an abuse of authority and maybe a First Amendment violation when BART pulled the plug on cell phone connectivity a few days ago.
We talked to a spokesperson with Anonymous, and he told us, quote, it was a global attack. They were able to gain access to an admin account for the BART website. Once in, they were able to export the MySQL database. Somebody in Austria named DJ Mash leaked it through his site. The spokesperson, who doesn't want to be identified, also said attempts were made to hack the actual BART website, BART.gov, but he said that failed due to its expansive network of servers. In the newsroom, Lillian Kim, ABC 7 News.
All right, thank you, Lillian.
Let me clap for the killers. Give it up for them gangsters. One time for the killers. Double up for them gangsters. Well, I wrote this for criminals, but all of y'all should listen to me. Now, if you ever catch me snitching, just haul off and slap me. They on the other team, let's rumble, it's my thoughts exactly. They work for gangsters and they whack for hands and do this pattern. Hey, Playboy, pop them with a pistol and get executed. Hey, mama, murder them with missiles and you get saluted. Go ahead and get them for a grand to see and they computed. For bankers, they in the Bahamas off billions looted. For them killers, give it up for them gangsters. One time for the killers, double up for them gangsters. Well, I wrote this for criminals, but they the ones who wrote the laws. They ain't on TV getting arrested all up in their drawers. They stick their hands in politicians, make them move their jaws. And they be stopping folks from bread until they breath pause. Hey, take a member, money, penny, say the deed is done. And you could be CDC and say our leader's one. But first we fax a photograph of the opponent's son. Adjust the image, cause it's hard to see the gag you done.
Disorderly Conduct,
with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Aw, yeah. You already know what it is. It's Vince in Le Bay. Your audio runner host for another hour and 20 minutes. I'm here with my compadre, Crappy Airbags. We're celebrating the one-year anniversary of Operation BART, and we're reminiscing. If you want to join us, 347-826-7667. Shouts out to Sicko, Antichrist 73 with us now. Airbags, Shaggy, shout out to you for coming through. It's good to see you here. Corgasm in the building. Oh, it's the ladies section right here. Corgasm, Mary Mad. On a Boat. I don't know if I'm familiar with his work or her work. But nonetheless, thank you, On a Boat, for coming out. Pirate Lass Sick. Shouts out to Pirate Lassic. Six. Picks, please, in the building. Another very glorious participant in last year's festivities, following all the Operation BART stuff. I believe that's the dude who has, he's the instructor at SF State, if I'm not mistaken, who had his students on a field trip to cover one of the BART protests, and they all got kettled, along with a bunch of journalists. That was pretty.
That's a first class education, Vince. When you can get it like that, you could charge extra for that.
There are a lot of gutter punks that got that education for free, though.
Yeah,
but I digress. That was the No Fair BART. Yeah, you know what? I'm sorry. It just didn't feel like, if the naked guys aren't there, it's not Op BART. You know, it just didn't feel right.
Yeah, they added a little wang to the festivities for sure.
Yeah, those guys are just like, hey, where are we marching to next? I loved it, man. Those guys probably have SAG cards now on. Agents.
Or windmilling schlongs.
Speaking of agents, Stabby McHugs in the building. Shouts out to Stabby, longtime listener. Vert in the building. And Wendigo riding. And then P. Bono. Bono. Shouts out to P. Bono. Good to have you here as well. Wendigo is here too. Wendigo in the building, holding it down. Always good to have you here. So anyways, has anybody gotten an update on the Assange thing? Has he been extracted from the building yet?
I was watching a couple of the live streams.
You know what I'm betting? I'm betting he's already in Ecuador. If he's as good and as smart as he thinks he likes to pretend he is, he's already in Ecuador.
Yeah, you'd like to think so. Hopefully that's, who knows, it's hard to tell. I see a lot of misinformation in general surrounding the whole thing.
It's
obfuscated on purpose by both sides.
Yeah. God knows what's really happening underneath. What do the elite have planned? We'll find out soon enough.
Vert, there's some question about who Vert is. Vert is Salman Rushdie. And the fatwa against him is still active.
He's also up for the Nobel Peace Prize, I believe.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's another. Let's save that for another day, though, Vince. I'm going to stick right on the.
Got it. Oh, shouts out to Megan for tweeting out the show. I just saw your tweet. Megan, thank you. Anyways, continue, Bags.
Salman Rushdie deserves to be able to print his feelings about religion without the fear of a death sentence by the mob, and that's what Vert. That's what my Vert needs to maintain some anonymity here. But he is Salman Rushdie. I'm going to go out and out on a limb here and I'm going to dox him.
You're here to hear. Right, it's exclusive. Broken right here, live on the air. Blog Talk Radio, Vince of the Bay. This is breaking news right here. We're making history right here on the interwebs. You were a part of it right there.
And I'm just dying to know. Shag needs to call in and put Goosey on the line.
Yeah, what the hell happened to Goose? I still
they chased her away.
Say, yeah, she got ran out of town.
And Shag says he's calling in, so let's see what happens here.
Oh, Jesus. We're not even done with the first hour. We still got an hour and 15 minutes of this shit to go. So, hey, so I read a little bit of this Business Insider article last week by this dude, David Seaman. And I kind of was joking about his name, David Seaman. Anyways, I followed the guy on Twitter. Turns out, this dude's trying to run for Congress somewhere in, like, I want to say Texas?
Wait, what's his name?
David Seaman. D-A-V-I-D. Seaman, S-E-A, man, M-A-N. Yeah. I can't tell whether he's affiliated with a party or not, though. I even tweeted him. I asked him, I said straight up, dude, are you affiliated with a party or an independent candidate? What's the dealio? And he also penned this article that we've got a lot of hits. About the trap wire, trip wire, whatever the hell they call it, from the brainchild of Abraxas.
Yeah, can you believe that? X25 and Abraxas are setting us all up?
Yeah, dude, who's writing this shit? The Wachowski brothers? What the hell's going on here?
And that one, by the way, Vince, that one Wachowski brother is now a Wachowski sister. In case you're not following
No shit. So when their next shit comes out, it's going to be a Wachowski siblings production?
I don't know if they'll go so far as to change the company name. Maybe it'll be...
Go ahead.
Maybe it'll be like, you know, the androgynous Wachowski brothers. But I have to review the pictures to see if it's really that androgynous or if he just went full on she or not.
Well, I just heard recently a congressperson, like a local legislative person in Texas, came out that she was a pansexual. I didn't even know such a thing existed.
Yeah, I only thought...
Pansexual.
I didn't know that was available when I was making my choices either, Vince, so I'm a little bit disappointed.
Pansexual means you will fuck anything. You don't care, as long as it's human.
Isn't that the same as bisexual?
I guess, but like you would hook up with gender benders.
Pansexual. Interesting.
Biased.
Maffies. Yeah.
You like to hook up with hermaphrodites. It doesn't matter. It's like an extra layer. It's like meta gay, metasexual or meta bisexual. That's what you say from now on at cocktail parties? Hey, if you don't mind me asking you, Bags, because I can't tell. Are you pansexual?
I once used a pan on a woman in a nun suit with assless chaps, if that counts.
You just say you're pansexual. It covers all the bases.
I'm pansexual.
You can't discriminate against anybody.
I was in the nun suit.
You love
that
them all.
Was me. That was me, and I loved every second of it.
All right, let's take some calls. We got somebody calling in from 845 area code. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Caller, on
the air. Oh, hang on a second. Go ahead, one more time. Caller, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Sorry, we have you on.
I can barely hear you guys. I'm on the microphone.
Who's this, the Shags? What's up, nigga?
Yeah. How's it going, Bags?
You know. So what's up? You got Goosey there?
He's cruising down the street on his motorcycle, his crotch rocket.
Oh, that was some dill hole in the background. I got my windows open here. What's up, Shags? You there with Goosey? Put Goosey on. We want to make sure she's okay.
She's all right. You want to talk to her?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yo, what's up, Goose?
Wild Goose, what is up? It's been, it's VITB along with Bags. We miss you, girl.
Yeah.
How are you?
I know who it is.
How are you doing, darling?
Hey, man, can you, hey, Goosey, can you just, can you give everybody Motormouth's cell phone number?
I don't have that. Lies.
Well, how is your cream soup these days? Is it still Goosey?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Goose, we're celebrating Operation BART. You were down. You were on the digital front lines of that last year. This time last year, what are your recollections of that time and those heady days?
I don't know.
I think she was heavily into algebra and calculus. She was, like, into advanced math at the time, so the whole time period is a blur.
I have to admit, there's a lot of my my memory that I just cannot bring back up. Just can't recall it. It's just not available to me, so I can understand that. I'm like that with movies. When I watch movies, I just remember whether I liked it or not. I don't remember. I'm not good with quotes. You know, I couldn't tell you everything that was in it, unless it's like Star Wars or something I've seen like religiously. But whatever. Wow, what a reunion! Now we've had Goose, Shags, Bags. We need crappy
Shags and Bags. That's all you need.
We need crappy tires. We need crappy tires and Shari Wongs.
I called Crappy.
Crappy and the Wongs. Or
and
the Wongs
I said,
and Crappy.
Whatever you do, don't hang up on me. And then he hung up on me.
We got
it's like,
problem.
Oh, let's... I have something to tell you, but don't be afraid. What do you think? You can't tell him that.
Oh, yeah, Shags. So, Shags, we're recollecting Op Bart. Do you have any memories you'd like to share with us? Any of... Your thoughts a year later.
In the beginning, I thought it was all right until I got to the point where I saw the list of demands. Thought that was is that still going in effect?
What?
List of demands for Op Bart.
I don't know. I wouldn't know. I'm not in charge of that. I have nothing to do with that. I don't know. I'm usually the last person to find out.
Lies.
But anyways, Bob Tuskin. What? Out of nowhere, Bob Tuskin flies in. Boycott Chick-a-Fil-A. Yeah. No, that was. I think we covered that topic like last week with the One Angry Jew. Go in the archives. Check it out. It was epic.
Yeah. Well, I'm assuming One Angry Jew. I mean, the thing that sucks the most about Chick-fil-A is why couldn't it be a shitty fast food restaurant? That's like at least they pick like the best chicken sandwich there is and then they make it politically unacceptable to eat it. It's kind of fucking irritating.
I'll tell you what's irritating is like my cable, if I don't change the channel every 20 minutes, it just freezes on me. What the fuck's that about? Is that some new trap wire shit?
No, that's that shit that Kishu installed.
No. Dude, I'm still debugging from that.
Yeah.
Part of the reason why I went offline for so long. I had a lot of cleaning up to do.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry, what was that?
She fucked you over good. You got stuck with her the longest.
No, no, no. You know who gets got stuck with her the longest is her husband. She's married now.
I think she's happily married, which is good as long as she moved on and she's not getting harassed. It's fine with her, but...
Dude, you have to admit, though, Kishu...
Yeah, I know,
epic,
I agree.
...was an epic groupie troll. She was an amazing social engineer. Unforreal. I mean, she fucking infiltrated Sabu. I mean, you know, she's just really good social engineering skills. Unforreal. She just has an act for just, like, gravitating.
She didn't essay Sabu. She used her vagina, dude, with a little essay mixed in for good measure. That doesn't count. That's not a full-on SE skills.
I don't know. I don't know. She, you know, for some reason, she's always had a little relationship with all these people.
So Shari called Child Protective Services on those guys once they were living together.
Dude, I'm convinced. Is Shari the unnamed underage kid?
In what reference?
Lulzsec. There's the four people indicted in the UK. There's one is an underage teen. I presume that is that Shari Wong's?
I don't think so.
No.
No, I think he might have ratted out a couple low level people, but nobody serious. And then he has relatives that sit on the Crown's High Court. And if the FBI over on this side of the pond isn't looking at him, West Midlands Police doesn't yes. care about him because of who he's connected to.
Yeah, right.
That's my theory.
I just like to speculate. I just like to speculate. Call me, I don't know.
The speculator.
Yeah, the speculator. Ding, ding, ding.
Wait, isn't there some medical device that sounds a lot like speculator, like speculum or something like that? It's like an ass cheek spreader.
Oh, shit, dude. Dude, so airbags, I hate to break this to you, but your wish has been granted. The Jew's here. Check it out. What did you do?
Nice.
And I see you've got the, I see you got snake from the assholes in there, too.
That's not snake.
Bob Tuskin is snake, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Shouts out to Snake, old school BTR troll.
Ask
like, I'm talking about, you want to talk
about
an old fag.
They're not trolls.
He's an old fag.
Ask him to call in, 111. He can't help himself. When I'm on the air, he can't help himself. He'll call in.
Oh, man. Why do you guys do this? It's like you and... who's the other one recently? Nature Boy. You guys are just like provocateurs.
That's what they've been calling me lately. That's
you come in here,
cool.
You come in here, and you try to just rile shit up.
That's yeah, that's what the assholes have been calling me lately.
I don't know if I want to be a venue for your beef with the Skype assholes.
Oh, I don't have a beef with the Skype assholes. I love them.
Yeah, I don't have a beef with those guys either. I think they're hilarious. I think it's a travesty that they weren't allowed to keep their show.
Oh, their show was horrible. Come on. They don't even know that their show was horrible. They think it was...
Well, they already have their own show. It's their chat room that they're in every night.
Well, yeah, but it's an ongoing thing. It's sort of like what's that Big Brother crap, which is very appropriate for them. It's sort of like tuning into Big Brother, but you're watching from behind the glass.
Yeah, no doubt. What else do we? What else do we have here? Okay, so we got Shags, the Jew.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I dropped my phone.
Well, as soon as you get the assholes in there, you're going to get a whole bunch of. You'll start to collect. It's like moss. They can't. You can't help it. It sort of collect other people.
It's like turning the light on at nighttime.
Well, let's see if this is them. We've got another call.
111.
We've got a lot of calls. Let me see who this is here. Somebody's been waiting patiently. Area code 518. You're on the air. Who's this? Hello, caller, you're on the air.
All your base is ours.
The hell was that?
I don't know, some beat-hard. 347-826-7667 is the numero. I'm Vince of the Bay. I'm kicking it freestyle here with my compadres in crime. I'm talking about Crappy Airbags, DJ Shagme, Goose Cream Soup in the building.
Is that right? I thought he ran away.
No. Different Goose.
Oh, okay.
Goose Cream Soup is a chick. She's on the line with Shags.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Why am I hearing myself? I'm hearing an echo.
You know what the problem is?
No.
You're talking. 347-826-7667 is the number. If you want to get in on this, you better do it now. We just lost that caller, but whatever. Okay, let's see. Here's another caller. Block number. You're on the air. Who's this?
I'm trying to get back.
Oh, yeah. It's okay, everybody. It's not the Skype assholes.
Sorry.
It's OpNoPro. OpNoPro.
It's just not working right tonight, Vince. That's all.
Yeah, that's all right. We got the one angry Jew filling in for you. He's hanging out.
No, he does something for me.
Yeah. We have to make sure this show is kosher every night. And so if you can't do it, I bring in the Jew. This is how it works.
Okay.
Yeah, the one angry Jew always abides.
It was funny during the OpBart. About the third week, I dropped the FBI profile list on LulzSec. Do you remember that?
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, I totally remember that.
And I called you and told you I was doing it, and wacko. My little dog, my little chihuahua, OpNoProZac, did it.
OpNoProZac?
Yeah, he's my little chihuahua.
Oh, my God.
I just got tweeted by Join Anonymous Help. That doesn't help me out. Help. Is he in trouble? What's going on? Anyways, shouts out to whatever, a.k.a. Corgasm _, for tweeting out the show. She did that 12 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Sicko, thank you for tweeting the show. Sicko, you should call in, dude. We've got another hour to go, plenty of time. Stinko the Clown. All right, here we got a call from 917. Who's this? Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, fuckers.
Hey, who's there?
It's Core. What's going on?
Core. Oh, what's up, Core?
Orgasm. Nothing.
Yeah.
I just want to say
Orgasm _. I'm familiar with your work.
Yeah. Lots of people
are.
Hey, Core. Hold on. Hey, is that Bags?
No. No.
Who is that? Orgasm. On a boat. Sorry, I'm reading the chat, too.
Yeah, it's difficult to keep up with all at once. Crappy tea bags and crappy airbags, both in the building. Shouts out to you guys for...
Oh, nice. Crappy tea bags hasn't been around for a long time.
Crappy tea bags. I don't even think
like, crappy tea bags is like literally last July or August was the last time I heard from Crappy Tea Bags. What up, bitches?
Yeah, so we're just reminiscing here about OpBart. That's supposed to be the premise of this whole thing. Corgasm, do you have any thoughts about
OpBart?
See,
look at that fence. You got Cheap Girl in there.
Do I have any thoughts about OpBart?
Yeah, a year later.
No, I wasn't out there, actually.
No, but you were paying attention to it. A lot of people weren't here.
Yeah, of course.
But a lot of people were highly involved via the digital world.
Yeah, no, I tweeted a lot about it and followed the streams and shit, but I wasn't, I wasn't there. Wasn't there this year. Maybe next year. Who knows? But, I do have one thought. Fuck the police.
Yes, please, share with us.
Fuck the police. Fuck all of them.
Fuck Facebook? What'd you say?
I said fuck the police.
Oh. Please, Facebook. Same. It's going to be the same thing pretty quick.
Yeah. Anyway. All right, I'm going to go.
Oh, okay.
Say hi.
Well, thanks for dropping in. Appreciate the cameo. Keep up the valiant work out there. Did you get... You were on the West Coast for a long time. Did you finally get back home? I know you were.
We got stuck out there for a while. We were out there for like 4 months, but we're back on the East Coast for now. Don't know for how long, but we'll see. Probably won't be staying put for too long.
Sweet.
But, you know, whatever. All right. I'm tired, guys. Have fun.
Oh, yeah, good night. Thank you for calling.
Text Jacko and tell him to call in.
I did. I sent him a text and I told him and Emmy that they should call, but I didn't get any response. So they're probably asleep or really stoned or something. I don't know.
Or they could be humping. Hopefully they're humping.
Or humping.
Well, they do have that new dog, so.
They do. It's very cute too. I don't know if you guys saw the pic, but he tweeted out on yesterday or the day before. Very cute. Of course the government is listening in, Sicko. They listen in to everything.
You scared?
Who, me?
No, Sicko.
Sicko? No, Sicko's not scared.
A scared? Is he a scared?
The only person Sicko's scared of is Goosey.
All right. Ghost Sicko's, where's Ghost Sicko? He's at his home base. He's taking care of some kitties and doing some art and shit.
Cool.
We're replying to the chat, people. But anyway. Hi, Ma.
Oh, we have...
I'm going out. Real. Have fun, right, guys.
Cool.
I'll be listening.
Right on.
Now.
Thanks,
okay.
Thanks for calling in. We got Melissa, Melissa 13. She's in the chat room. Shouts out to Ma.
Oh, my God.
And that was Corgasm, of course. Yeah, I mean, Corgasm_. Corgasm_, everybody.
Have we talked about
this? We're now well into the second hour here of this cavalcade of mediocrity we call the Op-Bart anniversary special.
Really, it's an abortion.
What about Linton's Johnson?
Linton's Johnson. Oh, wasn't it Exiled Surfer that created the Linton Johnson Wraith? He was like one of those wraiths from Lord of the Rings. Remember that? No?
No.
I'm going to have to...
He's not a spokesperson, though.
No, he's not. That's what I was saying earlier, that basically Operation BART was a success on many levels. And one was... one part of the agenda seemed to be Linton Johnson must be fired. He lost his job. He's no longer... the talking head of the spokesperson for BART, but he still works for them. He's probably still getting paid the same amount and probably doing less work.
Yeah, he'll be working for the Pentagon in about half a year. Don't worry about it. Hey, I'm getting bored.
I will campaign against that.
Hey, Angry Jew, you've been working out at the Ardmore YMCA lately?
Always. I could be found there certain times of the day.
Now, my contract just ended over there, so I can't meet you for lunch, Dark Chocolate.
Oh, that's too bad.
All right, lovebirds.
Somebody unleash the assholes.
Let's take some calls here. Let's see who this is. Caller, block number, you're on the air. Who's this?
Yes, I was wondering how many hot dogs you could stuff into your mouth at one time.
How long are the hot dogs? Wait a minute, how long are they?
I would say typical
12-inch.
Yeah, come on, Jew. How many?
Well, wait a second. If you've got those little tiny ones that they like to wrap in a blanket, get a lot of them in there.
I got your pig in the blanket fruitcake.
Second tiny.
Now, we're not talking about like how they do in the competition where they dunk it in water before they eat it. Does that count? Because I could probably get maybe 8 or 9 in there if we do that.
Yeah. Lubrication is fine.
I think we got to standardize here. I think we need some good Hebrew National beef hot dogs.
Right on.
One Angry Jew, how often has bacon touched your lips?
As often as possible. Everything goes better with bacon and butter.
I feel like somebody here on the air is just watching TV. Is that somebody watching TV in the background there?
I'm sorry, Vince, it's me. It's Jewish producer. I live right by LAX, so there's a lot of airplanes that fly over my place.
No, dude, it sounded like somebody was just watching, like, HBO or something.
Oh, well.
There's something more entertaining than this. Please, enlighten me. Because I can't wait.
Assholes. 111.
50 minutes left. No, the Skype assholes are not coming on the show. Please do not even.
Hey, who was that sidekick that always used to call in with the Jewish producer? There was some other.
Midnight Movie Man. And Jewish
there
producer.
Was some other summer bag that always dialed in. Who was that Jewish producer?
Summer
bag. Turn down your radio, Mr. Midnight Movie.
Is my radio on or is it my air conditioning?
Your mouth is watery.
I think it
first
is.
First of all, everybody wants to be the Jew. I'm getting tired of all these Jews.
Step one is to turn off the
Jewish
vibrating
producer,
butt plug.
Jewish this, Jewish that. There's one angry Jew, that's it. One Jew, you're all done. Go back to being Goyim.
What about, did you like my little name that I devoted to you?
You sound Italian anyways, angry Jew. You sound
no,
like
it's
fraud.
Not nice.
I have
he is,
been accused
not, he's
of being
a fake Jew.
Jew.
Well, there's not a big difference between Italians and Jews. The sure. Jews are a little bit more selective about who they fuck, but other than that.
You know what, you're exactly right about that one.
Oh, excuse me, I'm Italian, so.
Well, we hit anything. I got news for you.
No, not true.
If we get Stabbing the Cugs in here, we'll have at least one Mexican.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. When my ancestors got off the boat, they.
Okay, I've muted everybody. Everybody who is live is now in the green room. So while they're chatting, I just thought I'd take a little time out and say hello to all the chit-chatters. We got quite a crew here. I want to institute something here in the chat room. I've really been failing in my obligation as moderator of the chat room. And what I'm going to do is institute. I used to do this a lot. In the past, there's a new rule. If you're in the chat room, in a few minutes, get your shit talking out of the way right now, because in a few minutes I'm gonna put the chat room into moderation mode. And what I'm gonna institute is. Upside down Russian text only for the next 5 minutes. Upside down Russian text only for the next 5 minutes. You can say whatever you want as long as it's an upside down Russian text in red, make the font color red too. Okay, you got that? It's like three things. Corgasm's getting close. It needs to be red. It needs to be, it's upside down, but it needs to be in red and in Russian, okay? So hot pink is not the same thing, Mary. All right, there we go. Sicko is on top of it. Thank you for participating. I don't have to institute moderation mode, but I'll do it if I have to. I'm going to institute it soon. If people don't start... It's okay, that's it. People are not paying attention. Mary Mad, Miss Starlight, crappy airbags, that's it. I'm going to have to put this thing in moderation mode. If I can remember how to do this. Fuck, I forgot how to do it. All right, I'm going to figure it out. Oh, there we go. Ching ching. All right, everybody. So meanwhile, in the green room, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people talking in the green room that think they're on the show. They're not. But I'll bring them back in a second. Oh, okay, I got to approve some shit here. Patang. Okay. All right. Yeah, there we go. Oh, that's right. It has to be red. My bad. It has to be red. So hopefully this is happening. When I press the approve this message, hopefully you're getting Wendigo. Very good. Figuring it out. Okay, so we got that going. Then they're upside down text only for the next 5 minutes while we go into this clip. Another flashback to Operation BART. Operation BART. Yes. Okay, here we go. We got another Operation BART clip I want to play. All right, here, check this out. Wait, is that the one I already played? No, that's BART 2.
BART spokesperson Lyndon Johnson.
Well, here's how I respond to anybody who questions this gut-wrenching decision that we were forced to make by a group that had proven in the past that they were wanting to create chaos on the platform and were going to make it even more chaotic had we let it happen. As you will remember, there was somebody who jumped on top of the train car. My heart stopped. That moment when I saw that happen, I was scared to death that that guy would hurt himself or kick in a window and splatter glass all over one of our other passengers, violating another constitutional right that people aren't talking about, and that is the constitutional right to safety. And on the platform, the constitutional right to safety is paramount. The right to be able to express your opinion ends basically at the fare gate, where you have to have a ticket. So the paid area is where it ends. And the reason for that is because we can't have chaos on the platform because people get hurt.
Davey D out of Hard Knock Radio.
Public safety for who? We've had flash mobs go up on the BART train and do dances on the platform and disrupt traffic for a little bit. We haven't seen them shut down the cell phones for that. I've been on the BART trains where there's been fights after Raider games and after other sporting events. They haven't shut down the BART trains for that. So in this case, you have people protesting the police, and now they want to shut it down and say it's public safety. I think the key word there is public safety, because then that sets a precedent for anybody to shut down cell service under the guise of public safety. They could shut it down in front of a ballpark. They could shut it down if you're on the streets. They could shut it down at any rally under the guise of public safety. The other point that I think we need to also consider is the fact that they were saying that the protesters were coordinating with the cell phones. Well, first of all, most protesters don't really need cell phones to coordinate. A good protester, at least the ones out in San Francisco, have been protesting long before there's been internet, Facebook, Twitter, and all that, so they got their game on lock. But with that being said, the police can also coordinate with communications devices as well. And just considering the type of laws we have on the books, from Patriot Acts and all types of things that allow the police to peer and follow you on Twitter and Facebook and all that, I think that any sort of protest that people are doing, the police will probably have infiltrated you either in your rank and file membership or definitely online, so they know what's going on at any given point. I think the problem that we're dealing with is that we're finding all around the country that folks are playing with the law and trying to figure out how they can have an advantage by shutting down the ways in which the citizens of this country communicate with one another, and this was a testing ground. If we can shut down the BART service here and get away with it, maybe we'll do it in New York, and then we'll do it in Chicago, and then we'll do it at a ball game, and maybe in front of the college campuses, all under the guise of disrupting and threatening the public safety. So I don't buy it, and I think that, you know, just being at the protest yesterday and seeing that BART shut down the Civic Center when there really wasn't anything going on said to me that this is a dog and pony show, and that they're trying to win the battle of public opinion by getting the mainstream media to follow their talking points, make it seem like it was a real big crisis when it really wasn't. If I show you the footage from what took place at the Civic Center, you would question, why did you close the Civic Center when there was nothing going on? That, to me, said a whole lot about their motivation. And their motivation wasn't public safety. It's to win public opinion and maybe set a precedent for other agencies later down the road.
Thank you.
Gianni Bugno, campione del mondo, sceglie Sega Mega Drive. Abilità, concentrazione, riflessi. Ecco perché un campione del mondo sceglie Mega Drive. Mega Drive da Sega, come Game Gear, l'unico videogioco portatile che diventa un vero TV a colori. Game Gear.
Non c'è paragone.
Game Gear, campione del mondo con Gianni Bugno, vince. E giochi preziosi.
Okay, is this on? Hello, Chess, 1-2. Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. Breaking in for really quick, a quick update. As you know, people are gathered outside on the streets of London, anticipating WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to be extradited or extracted by English police. So we have a hookup to a couple different live streams. We're going to pump one of them in here right now just to get an update on this, see what's going on. We're again, this is a live stream of what's happening right now. I think it's like 6 a.m. maybe there. I don't know. But let's see what's going on. Let's cut to this and just see what it looks like down there on the street. We're going to cut to it right now. Wow, it sounds pretty brutal down there. This is like a garbage collector, I guess. Wow, it sounds pretty quiet down there. It's early. People are huddled around. See a few signs. And then, again, there's just the guy who's, I guess he's, I don't know, the garbage collector? I can't tell what's going on. Really grainy footage, you know, the Ustream footage.
Dead. What? Nothing. Here's your nine puts.
I'm not dead.
Yeah. He says he's not dead.
Yes, he is.
I'm not.
He isn't?
Well, he will be soon. He's very ill.
I'm getting better.
No, you're not. You'll be stone dead in a moment. Oh, I can't take him like that. It's against regulations.
I don't want to go on the car.
Oh, don't be such a baby. I can't take him.
I feel fine.
Well, do us a favour.
I can't.
Well, can you hang around a couple of minutes? He won't be long.
No, I've got to go to Robinson's. They've lost 9 today.
Well, when's your next run?
Thursday.
I think I'll go for a walk.
You're not fooling anyone, you know. Look, isn't there something you can do?
I feel happy. I feel happy.
Ah, oh, thanks very much.
Oh, it's all. See you on
Thursday. Right. Hit it. Oh, wow. You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. With your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti i brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, insegnare un gran corso.
Finish him!
Fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, Biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Yeah, you already know what it is. It's BITB up in this for another 34 minutes. I'm joined by Crappy Airbags, Shag Me, Goose Cream Soup, Op No Pro, and the One Angry Jew.
Exactly.
We're holding it down for another 34 minutes. If you want to join us, we've been reminiscing about Operation Bart, but we don't have to stick to that. If there's any other topics on your mind,
no, I'm more interested in what's going on in London.
Yeah. So does anybody have an update on that? Is it still in the same situation where it's just
It's a lot of bullshit is what it is. But I'd like to see the British go in to that embassy because that's...
No, but what they're thinking is they're just going to snatch him right when he leaves. They're not going to give him any chance to exit.
Not if he leaves in a diplomatic car.
Admitted to it, too.
I think the minute that he goes out of their little office there, I think he's like, boom. He's
well, I'm sure the diplomatic car is inside the embassy. So if he drives out in a diplomatic car, they're not going to search the cars from the embassy. They have immunity.
Which brings me back to my point. It's just so much easier if he's there already. And I think he's there already.
He's where?
Ecuador.
Oh, he might be.
Or he's riding the empty banana boat back.
Because, I mean, to hold yourself up in the embassy, that's pretty much, you know, a last resort sort of thing. Like, I don't understand how he can get out of that office without being handcuffed right away.
Well, I'm sure you can't see inside the embassy, not every room. I don't know where he is, but I have no doubt that their cars aren't parked outside. That's Ecuador. If they storm that embassy, that's like them storming Ecuador.
Yeah, essentially. Shouts out to Anon Sicko tweeting me. He says, "Hey, Vince in the Bay, did you know Ma is a Yankees fan?" I did not know that. That is wild, wacky stuff. Again, I'm getting the feedback with somebody over there. Somebody have their headset turned up too high, have your radio on in the background, whatever it is, your monitoring device.
I told you I was hearing an echo.
I don't want to have to start muting people, all right? God forbid I'd have to start muting people. It's a free-for-all. It's an open roundtable discussion here, but you know how it is. So we got that out of the way. Ma is a I thought Ma was supposed to be an A's fan. She likes the Yankees too.
Oh, speaking of turning porn down, I found some fantastic lesbian porn.
The A's are
like
the Yankees farm team.
Does anybody care about my lesbian porn?
No, absolutely not. Nobody does. All right, Mary Mad's got some. I think she's got some porn or something to choose. What's that? Oh, some chick with heart glasses. Good shit, people. 347-826-7667 is the number. No, you know, there's plenty of time to get in on this little taco stand adventure here. Shout out to Monty Python. Oh, I was afraid they weren't gonna reference Monty Python in the opening or closing ceremonies, but they proved me wrong. I actually miss the Olympics right now. Like it doesn't matter that it was taped delayed. It's like I wish it was still going. Now I turn on the TV and it's fucking soap operas. Anywho, thanks to everybody for listening. We got an amazing turnout tonight. I really appreciate it. A lot of you probably don't give a shit about this whole off-part shit.
Fuck you!
I'm pretty nonplussed about it.
Yeah. Like, the Jew is kind of indifferent to the whole thing. I understand that. It's, you know, it's tough when you pigeon your show into one category. But historically, if I go through my archives, the shows I've done on Off Bart have been my highest attended live shows.
I do like a good protest, though.
Dude, the Off Bart protest last year was so much fun. Oh my God, it was so much fun. It was like Halloween or something. It was fantastic.
And I love watching the YouTube stuff on. Some of these suspicionless checkpoints they got out in your area of the world. You know, where they set up 100 miles from the border and start asking everybody, where are you a citizen of?
Oh, this just in. Apparently, we were getting trolled there. Ma actually is not a Yankee fan. He was just trolling. She's a diehard A's fan. I knew that. See, that's odd. Anyways, you were saying, Joe?
Right, exactly.
All right, moving on. If you want to join the conversation, 347-826-7667. I do see some people on the board here. Nobody else with their hand raised. If you want to join the conversation, you call in, and then you press the number 1. You press the number 1, and that will alert me that you want to join the conversation. And there's a half hour to do so. So make it happen. Shouts out again to Corgasm Underscore for...
Still 24 hours.
Making an appearance. I think we had her on the first time on this show right after Occupy Wall Street hit. I think it was her, and I want to say, I can't remember the other girl's name. It doesn't matter.
F you, sicko, you're not getting laid tonight.
Shags, are you, got the sniffles there? Coming down
me?
With something?
Yeah. Still here. Can you hear me?
Just get some, Sabs. There you go, Corgasm, thank you. Thank you. That was it. It was Corgasm and Sabs. I think it was you guys had just came back from it maybe, and you were trying to raise money, and within like 10 minutes you had a WePay account that covered your tickets. We were gonna try to like pimp that on the show, help you raise money on the show, but by the time the show came on, it was you guys already raised enough just through Twitter. But I think that was the last time. Pirate Last Six says, was that the $60 I sent?
Wait.
Oh, wait. So they had to go back to a funeral. Okay, they were at the original Zuccotti Park encampment, and they had to leave and go down south somewhere, I think like Alabama or something, for a funeral. And they didn't have enough funds to get back, and then they put up a WePay and flippity-doo-doo, skippity-doo, and how do you do? They had plane tickets to the Big Apple. Again, heady days. If you want to get in on this, holy shit, is that what happened? Corgasm says yes. Birmingham, Alabama. Her boyfriend died. And they drove. Wow. I didn't realize that. That's it's crazy. Automatic. Okay, I don't know if I want to click on a link that says the website is xhamster.com movies/ 1 hour of real lesbians, not porn star freaks are faking it. Porn stars faking it. Yeah, I don't know if I need to click on that. Am I going to have to institute some chat room martial law? Yeah, if you guys start spamming. I mean, it was one thing. I do appreciate everybody doing the 5-minute upside down red Russian text. Everybody was a good participation there. But you know what I'm saying. No, you don't, Vince. Pornography makes you fat. This, you know, I don't know, man.
I think everyone needs to get Vince laid for at least once in his life, because he is just about the 40-year-old version. You guys agree with me on this?
No.
I feel like the 40-year-old version. It's technically not true, but it feels like it, though.
Because you're very easy to get manipulated into doing anything
yeah.
I tell you.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, I'm dead in the water. I get schooled all the time. It's ridiculous.
So when are you going to, like, change that?
You know what? If I was a betting person, I'd say never.
Wow.
But that, I'm just an optimist.
Vince is so backed up that the next time he comes, a wax dart is going to shoot out of the end of his dick and kill the woman he's trying to have sex with.
Balls to you!
Okie dokie.
Shabby babby.
Fair enough.
Oh,
I wish I had a ring, I wish I had a rim shot.
What's that movie? Scary movie when they're doing.
What? What movie?
Scary movie when they're doing it in the freezer and the
I told you I don't remember movies. I just remember whether I liked them or not. I liked it. I liked that movie. Scary movie. Made me laugh. 347-826-7667 is the number. We're still holding it down here. Shags, No Pro, The Jew, and Airbags. If you want to get in on this, don't be shy. A lot of folks hanging loose. Feel free to jump in here. We're going to cut back to the London protests again in a minute. I found another live stream. That one live stream was kind of whack. I found another one, and I'm just going to see what. Let's check in with this one now. See this one. How this one's going. Oh, it sounds like a lot of chanting. It's very grainy footage. Very dark. It seems like a lot of people. It seems like they're having a good time. It's starting to come up. What is this, a soccer match? Is this the communist song? Jesus Christ. This is obviously the Ecuadorians, huh? Oh, Ecuadorians, like, seriously down with the con, huh? Wow. Great live stream. There's a ton of them out there. Find one of them. There's a lot of people out there in support of. Right, that's tough. Yeah, I get it. All right. So there you go. There you have it. Checking in. And, Jesus, where's that at?
Olay in Europe. That doesn't make sense. It's more of a Spanish thing.
Yeah, well, Ecuador. Don't they speak Spanish there?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe that was just a bad live stream. Let me try another one.
They do speak Spanish in Ecuador,
I don't have...
but they also speak Spanish in Spain, don't they? Isn't that Europe?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. But they're outside the Ecuadorian embassy, so there's probably Ecuadorians, you know.
Please. It's probably full of Pakis. They got a lot of street carts out there.
All right. Well, we'll continue to monitor the live streams. I got a couple more. Let's check this one out real quick. This is another one. All right. This is another gathering. What's up there? Are you people camping out there? They all seem like they're in solidarity, though, with Julian Assange. Yeah, listen to communist. Another communist song. Look at that. All these communists out there.
They're making s'mores.
So basically, where are his own people? He said, doesn't he have those kids out? Kids should be in school. What the hell's going on?
Dancing. Not allowed to dance in there.
All right, that's fuck that. All right, I'm gonna find that's another crappy live stream. I'll find another one. God, Cockupy. Should I even look? I don't. I don't even know if it's a good idea to look at the chat room. The Ex-Lalals. What is that all about? The Ex-Lalals.
Who's snoring?
Yeah, it sounds like somebody. Is somebody snoring or?
It's definitely snoring.
Is that?
I'm no, awake.
Are you asleep?
No, I'm awake.
Airbags, are you asleep? Airbags is asleep.
Nah, I'm awake. I'm just muted. I don't know what's going on. It sounds like somebody's fapping or.
No, nothing's going on. We're just trying to coast out the last 20 minutes here. Nobody else is calling in. It's just a sausage fest here. We need some ladies. I mean, we had Corgasm underscore for a while, but I mean, what's up, M Starlight Ma? Why don't you gals call in? Yeah, anybody. Don't matter. We got 20 minutes left. We don't have to talk about Oppart. We don't have to talk about Julian Assange. But I'm guaranteeing you, Assange is already in Ecuador.
Oh.
And they've already begun filming his new RT special. It's him living underground in Ecuador. It's going to be a great series. So I'll get at least a good 10 episodes out of that.
What about .com? What is your comment on him? He's pretty much a free man now.
I haven't really been following the .com, Kim.com saga. I heard that he's coming out with Mega Box or Mega Load or... Mega something.
Mega box and load.
I love that he uses the mega thing. I tried to start a little thing called Mega. Well, I used to have a show here on here called Mega Show, but I used to do like megaphone themed shows, and never caught on. But shouts out to him. He's got his mega empire now. So I guess does he have a patent on that word mega? Like, does he get a cut every time somebody names their product or their franchise or their business mega something? Does he get a cut of that?
Or even says it, mega.
Mega.
The whole thing's going to get tossed out. Mega. Every single legal proceeding that has been started since the raid on the compound has gone his way. So, basically the FBI is going to look like a bunch of total dorks for listening to their butthole friends in Hollywood and raiding him, because it's all going to get thrown out.
Yeah, I follow him on Twitter. I follow him on Twitter.
I think you better find the live feed, because Assange right now is in a white Range Rover traveling through the streets of London.
Really?
The cops are keeping their distance.
Okay, let's cut to that right now. We have some live stream of that. Let me find this.
Jew's trolling. Are you trolling, Jew?
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's check it out. We got a live stream up, and we found another one. Here we go. Let's see what's going on down there. No, he's like they're cheering him on. If he's driving, yeah, there he is. He's driving away. People are very excited. Looks like a lot of.
They have a live feed on arrests. Really, yeah.
Janitor style. Didn't know they existed. I'm sorry, Jew, what'd you say? I cut you off.
You said they have a live feed on Haaretz, which is a Israeli newspaper and television station.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Stuart KFC shows up now, finally. Oh, boy. Occupy Wall Street trash. I love it. Useless Jew. All right. You got your fan club in the building now, Jew. Stuart KFC out of nowhere. You have 15 minutes to go. Stuart KFC shows up.
I need a piece of ice for my wrist. I'm starting to get carpal tunnel.
I got some kids for you.
Stuart KFC, you keep in touch with Carl. You better tell Carl he should call in on Friday. I'm going to do a show on Friday, everybody. It's going to be as boring, if not more boring.
Look at them all go. You just say one thing, and they just run with it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's kind of cool to be able to control people like that.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Exactly. Right. Go ahead.
The Ecuadorian government has launched a scathing attack on the UK, alleging that it has threatened to withdraw its embassy's diplomatic status in order to raid it and arrest WikiLeaks Supremo, Julian Assange. That's crazy. So they're gonna withdraw. They're gonna say, basically they're just gonna say, you know what? This isn't an embassy anymore.
I don't think they can do that.
This is an office.
I don't think they can do that.
What if their parliament just says, you know what? That's not an embassy anymore.
I don't think that's
because they grant them that embassy status there.
But that land is ceded to the government, to the country of Ecuador. They can't do that.
You know what bothers me is the fucking UN, right in the like just like a little leech. It's because it's international territory technically. Right there on the side of Manhattan. So weird.
Well, it's no different than a ship in the harbor. If you board that ship, well,
it's all about
another flag. It's another country.
It's just accounting. That's what they're doing.
If you walk on board a Swedish ship.
You worked at the UN, you're basically working in another country. Do they have housing? They used to have housing in the UN. They have this little miniature city there called Tudor City. You can fucking Google that shit. Tudor City. There's this little miniature community that used to be incorporated with the UN. A lot of UN officials used to live there.
Where's all fucking the porn in
you ever go to New York? It's like one of those things that nobody goes and sees, but it's kind of a trip. I'm sorry, I digressed. What was that, Jew?
Where's all the porn in your chat room?
All the porn?
Yeah.
There's no porn in my chat room.
I heard several people talking about
porn. Well, Zico's taking a long shower, apparently. I don't know if that classifies as porn, but... No porn on this show. No phone sex on this program. Maybe a future broadcast, who knows? We're doing Free Ball Friday on Friday, so...
Well, yeah, I wouldn't expect it on Thursday.
Right,
although
Jim,
somewhere in the world, it's not Friday.
All right, let's take a block caller. Sorry, my bad. We've got 10 minutes to go here. 12 minutes to go. There's people calling in now. Block number, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, this would be Vert.
That would be Vert. What's up, Vert? How you doing?
What's happening? Since Kevin Beck and yourself wouldn't say hi to OpNoPro, I had to call in.
Hey, guy.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
Dude, just trying to tough out this last 10 minutes to get the Jew here.
Yeah.
I've been trying to celebrate the spirit of Operation Bart tonight. And actually, I can ask you, Vert. What are your memories of Operation Bart? Were you paying attention to any of that back a year ago?
Well, a year ago today, I was actually banned from any internet usage. So I wouldn't have any memories, though I did hear about it from friends of friends.
Yeah. So like right when you went off the scene, Operation Bart just popped, you know... Just went nuts. It was kind of crazy.
I was once blocked in my driveway for 10 minutes. That pissed me off.
No, it was awesome. You know what you got to do? If anybody out there listening wants to really relive those three different... I think the first three, part one, two, and three, were... It's like a trilogy. It was like, you know, let's face it, it was like a trilogy. Those are the... That was really the big turnout when it was at its, you know, its peak, were those first three protests. And if you go to YouTube and look for Josh Wolf, I think it's youtube.com/Josh Wolf. He's got the best. He does sort of a basically cinema verite approach. Does nice little, you know, 10-minute videos that totally encapsulate the entire day's protest. He's one of these guys that's like, you know, kind of he never I don't think he ever streamed anything. He just shot it with his camera live, and then would, you know, basically put together almost like a newsreel or a recap, highlight reel, whatever you want to call it.
Did you ever sleep with a Japanese girl?
Jew. Okay, that's it. Jew's going on timeout for a second. Okay, everybody. Jew's on timeout, so. It's okay. We got more calls. Oh, my God. 8 minutes to go. Let's take more calls. Vert, are you gonna hang on?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, cool. Hang out. Let's take more calls. 111, you're on the air.
Hi, Vince.
Oh, shit. Carl?
Vince.
Oh, no. What?
Oh, my God. Vince, I'm driving home.
Uh-huh.
You won't even believe what happened, Vince.
What? What this time?
These fucking Mexicans stole my lawnmower, Vince.
This is my cabana boy, everybody. This is Carl, my cabana boy.
Vince,
this is part of the course for this guy. This guy is always in trouble. He's constantly playing the victim. It's ridiculous.
Vince, do you still have my pistachio nuts?
Yeah, of course I do.
Oh God, thank you so much. You know, I was gonna cut the lawn. And these damn Mexicans...
You weren't going to cut the lawn. That's what the Mexicans are for. What are you talking about? You should go nowhere near the lawn. You'll probably kill yourself.
But Vince, you know that little patch of grass that we had?
What? What about it?
The little patch I was trying to...
We're talking about the outside the house, right? We're not talking like metaphorically.
Yeah, no. No, we're not... No, not your pubic hair. Vince, and... I'm eating my pistachio nuts. I turned around, which I had my pistachio nuts in a fucking Ziploc bag, and these Mexicans took off. I checked Home Depot. I'm actually at Home Depot parking lot right now, Vince. And these fucking, they all look alike, Vince. They all look alike.
Okay, so like I was saying, Josh Wolf. Check out Josh Wolf on YouTube. He's got look up Op Bart 123, Josh Wolf, YouTube. Great. Great primer on Carl, what? You told us what was going on. I'm trying to conduct a show here.
Listen, do you want anything from the store?
Let's see. We already got on the other day. What, huh? What, Jew?
Yeah.
Turpentine.
The Jew needs turpentine. Get some turpentine.
Okay. And do you want that privacy gate for me and you?
Don't talk about that shit on here. I got calls. Hang on. Let's see who this is. Caller 914. You're on the air. Who's this?
You speak Spanish?
Sí.
Mira, my hermano no está ahí. Ese hombre me cogió en la mano. What's going on? Okay.
Vince, that's him. Vince, that's him. Vince.
Oh my goodness.
Are you kidding me?
Listen, that hombre. He touched my coco. He touched my coco, Vince.
Of course, he's my cabana boy. He, like, I know this. I'm not stupid. If your gaydar doesn't go off on Carl, then you don't have one.
I want my fucking lawnmower back. I want it back.
I apologize, people. This is embarrassing. This always happens.
Fuck you, you Mexican.
The fourth wall has been knocked down. I apologize. I try to conduct a show or really want to celebrate off part and memorialize the 1 year anniversary, but apparently the Lowells take precedence. I don't know what to say. It's almost over. Now, wait a second. Where's the lawnmower right now?
Oh, very nice.
I know it's a nice lawnmower. Where is it right now? Let's settle this. Where is it? Hello? Nada. Okay, that's it. You know, we gotta wrap up the show here in a second. Let's go around the horn and get some people's final thoughts. as we get the fuck out of here. Let's start with airbags. Bags, any final thoughts?
Fuck the police and someone mail me an ounce of good dope.
Okay. And
follow me on Twitter, Crappy Airbags.
Yep, on Twitter, and you'll hook them up.
Got it.
All right, there it is. Crappy Airbags.
I love everybody. Bye.
Ben.
What?
Ben.
What? Who?
Can
what?
Can you please slap that big fat Jew for me? Please, I'll pick up some.
You're gonna get the turpentine. If you get the turpentine, I'll slap him with the turpentine.
I will get him. Just please slap the big fat Jew. Kick him in the pants for me.
All right. Anyways, look, we're continuing around the horn. Shag me. What? Final thoughts.
Fuck the government. I still have yet to be raided. I don't think we'll be raided. Probably was worrying about nothing because he's a pussy ass bitch. And fuck him because he tried entrapping me on something and I'm still here. Still here, baby.
And Goose Cream Soup, is she available for some final thoughts?
Vince, can I have some final thoughts, Vince?
Carl, relax. Everybody gets their little moment for final thoughts.
Someone loved the attention right now.
Yeah. Tell me about it. I have to put up with the. Anyways, it's a long story. Is Goose Cream Soup there?
Yeah, she's sleeping already.
All right. Well, tell her sweet dreams, and it was good to hear her voice, and glad you could show up.
I will.
All right. Moving on. No Pro, your final thoughts. No Pro.
Best thing about Bert that nobody really gets is that he's banned more people than anybody I know off of IRC.
Mm-hmm.
He just kicks the fuck out of them.
Okay.
Oh, that was nice. That was
Carl,
nice.
Shut the fuck up, dude. Do I have to mute you?
Oh, Vince, I want my list, Vince, please.
All right, thanks, Optimum, bro. One Angry Jew, final thoughts.
9/11 still an inside job.
Oh, brother. Let's see. Is Vert still here? Vert, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
What, final thoughts, Vert, as we sign off here into the sail into the sunset.
Well, thank you, Op No Pro, for the props and crappy airbags, even though you didn't even say hi to me. Vince, always a supporter. Corgasm, sorry. And,
Corgasm underscore. Corgasm underscore.
Underscore, sorry. Corgasm or underscore. And, yeah, thanks for the show. And it rocks. So, thanks. And Trapwire, watch out.
Oh, yeah.
Right on.
Cool.
That was wonderful.
Who else do we have left with Carl? Okay, Carl, final thoughts.
Oh, okay, thank you, Vince. My first thing I want to say is that Vince is the best foot massages ever. And...
Really? Oh, he just, we lost him. All right, good. That's.
Oh, you speak Spanish.
All right, yeah, go ahead. Fine, Mexican dude. Final thoughts, quickly.
Listen, I would like to say that I will mow your lawn for a special price. Anybody in the States, call me. It's Paco Jose, and I will mow your lawn. Special price. Thank you. I love you.
Okay, thank you. And who else do we have left? One more person. Who's this? 914, or the block number. No, I got everybody. That was it. Hey, I'm Vince in the Bay. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/inthebay. And I'll be here, I guess, Friday. I'm sorry, on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. I'll be here Friday for Free Ball Friday. All right, good night. Peace out. Later, bitches.
Had to work for mine. 8 years on the mic and I'm not joking. fur too short, coming straight from Oakland, California. Home of the rock, eight woofers in the truck, beating down the block. Short dog, I'm that rapping man. I said it before, and I say it again. Life is too short. Unbearable, commit suicide, and that's terrible. Wasn't much too much or nothing big. If you live my life, you'll be fighting to live. Life is to me my main asset. I've been doing all right and keep it just like that. Chill out at the house and bump that bass. I'm trying to get rich as I rock the place. Everybody's got that same old dream, to have big money and fancy things. Drive a brand new Benz, keep your bank right here. Never hear me stutter once, cause I talk real clear. It's on you, homeboy, what you gonna do? You can take my advice and start working, boo. Or you can close your ears and run your mouth. And one day, homeboy, you'll soon find out. Life is too short. Life is too short. While I'm living my life, don't mess with me. It's been a long time, baby, since I first got down. But I still keep making these funky sounds. Cause I don't stop rapping, that's my theme. I make a lot of money, do you know what I mean? Life is complicated, you must stay up. You ask a simple question, boy, don't say what. You only live once and you're calling it hell. Policeman trying to take you to jail. You can give a man time, but you don't know. In a matter of time, I'll be running the show. Now another young buck wants to be on top, making big money, slanging hot. The chat horse trying to peel your cap. Turn around, homeboy, you better watch your back. Life is life is. Back all the things you get, but you can't take back the days you live. Life is, some people have been on earth, living every single day for what it's worth. I live my life just how I please, satisfying one person, I know that's me. Work hard for the things I achieve in life, and never rap fake when I'm on the mic. But if a dream is all you got, homeboy, you gotta turn that dream into the real McCoy. No time to waste, just get on that case. Can't be down, cause you need to taste the good life. Living like a king on the throne, getting everything you want and trying to handle your own. It's your life. Don't be stupid though, cause when you waste it, you'll know life is.